federal courts this week overruled some policies of the Bush administration's war on terrorism. Perhaps the most important ruling came from a panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which said that Jose Padilla, a U.S. citizen accused of plotting to set off a dirty bomb, must either be charged in civilian courts or released from a military brig. Padilla was arrested in Chicago in the spring of 2002. He was declared an enemy combatant and turned over to the military, and has been held ever since without contact with his family or an attorney. Now, key to this week's ruling was a 1971 law which provided that, quote, no citizen shall be imprisoned or otherwise detained by the United States except pursuant to an act of Congress. Retired federal judge Abner Mikva was a member of Congress in 1971 and was the driving force behind that law. He joins us now from his home in Chicago. Judge Mikva, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And bring us back to 1971, and you were in Congress pretty early in your tenure in Congress, in fact. Why did you propose this law?
Well, I had been to Hyde Park High School, which was a school in my district, and it was then predominantly black student body. And one of the African-American students said, what are you going to do about all those camps where they're going to put us black folk when there's a riot? He came up and he showed me a copy of Muhammad Speaks, which was the black Muslim newspaper in the district. And it showed a picture of a camp downstate Illinois, which looked like a concentration camp. So I went back to Washington and started inquiring and found out that there were indeed such camps that had been authorized under the emergency detention laws of 1950, the old McCarthy era when we were sure the Russians were coming. I also found out that the Japanese-American community had been trying to get that repealed for many years with their memories of what had happened at the Japanese relocation camps in World War II. And each year when Congressman Matsunaga introduced it, it would go to the House Un-American Activities Committee.
This is Congressman Spark Matsunaga.
Spark Matsunaga, who was then representing Hawaii. Anyway, one of my bright young staffers said, suppose we don't try to repeal the emergency detention law. We just put in amendment to Title 18 saying that nobody could be detained except under an act of Congress. Congressman Matsunaga and I, we put it in. It went to the Judiciary Committee. It sailed through. We got it out to the floor, and the chairman of the House Un-American Activities Committee complained that we were violating his jurisdiction, and we prevailed. It went to the Senate, passed on a voice vote, and President Nixon signed it.
In your mind, back in 1971, Judge Mikva, there was the anxiety of the young man, a high school student who raised his hand and showed you these pictures, and there was the real-life example of Japanese-Americans during World War II. What were your concerns about the future? Did an instance like the case, from what we know now, of Jose Padilla ever begin to cross your mind?
Frankly, it was inconceivable to us that ever an individual would be detained on this basis, but we did worry about groups because that's what the emergency detention law was all about, that in case there were race riots of any kind, they just herd them all up and put them in a camp. They'd done that actually during the Vietnam War protests where they'd just rounded up a bunch of people and put them in the armory. I always told the story as an example of how one high school student can make a difference in the laws of this country.
Judge Mikva, nice talking to you. Thanks very much.
Talking to you.
Abner Mikva is a retired federal judge. He served in Congress from 1969 to 1979, speaking with us from Chicago.